This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned home after successfully concluding his two-nation visit to United States and France. Prime Minister Modi visited the United States at the invitation of President Donald Trump. This was Prime Minister's first visit to the U.S. after the inauguration of President Trump for a second term. During a substantive and productive visit to the U.S., Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, energy security, and people-to-people linkages, as well as regional and global issues of concern. During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from 10th to 12th of this month. During the visit, Mr. Modi co-chaired the Artificial Intelligence AI Action Summit in Paris, along with French President Emmanuel Macron. They also jointly inaugurated the newest Consulate General of India in Marseille. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has expressed optimism over the direction of India's democracy. He stressed that India's democracy has delivered. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking while participating in a panel discussion yesterday on the topic Live to Vote Another Day, Fortifying Democratic Resilience at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. He spoke how the elections are conducted in India and mentioned about recent elections in Delhi and parliamentary elections held last year. The External Affairs Minister said he differs in the view that democracy is in trouble globally and highlighted India's democracy. At the national elections, the electorate of about 900 million, about 700 million voted and votes are counted in a single day. He said nobody disputes the result after it is announced, adding that from the time India started voting in the modern era, 20% of the people more vote today than they did decades ago. Norway's Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre, U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin and Warsaw Mayor Rafal Truskowsk were also present at the panel discussion. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, is conducting board exams for Class 10 and 12 from today. Over 42 lakh students are likely to appear in these exams from 7,842 examination centres in India and abroad. The exams will be conducted in a single session from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The Class 10 exams will conclude on 18th March and the Class 12 exams will end on 4th April. Central team led by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi held a meeting with farmers' representatives to discuss their various demands in Chandigarh yesterday, with both sides agreeing to meet again for next round of talks on 22nd of this month. Talking to media after the meeting last evening, Mr. Joshi said, during the meeting, the farmers were informed about several steps taken by the Narendra Modi government for the welfare of the farming community. The minister said Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the next meeting. Around 15,000 sanitation workers will strive to create a world record today by participating in the largest synchronized sweeping drive at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. This comes in the backdrop of two remarkable world records created at the Mahakumbh yesterday. First, by becoming the largest event globally with over 50 crore direct participants. The second is setting up of a new benchmark for the largest ever synchronized river cleaning campaign. Kashi Tamil Sangamam, KTS 3.0, an initiative fostering cultural and intellectual ties between Tamil Nadu and Kashi, will commence today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. This event will provide an opportunity for scholars, students, philosophers, traders, artisans, artists and people from all walks of life from the two regions to come together, share the knowledge, culture and best practices and learn from each other's experiences. In squash, the Indian girls and boys teams both have advanced to the semifinals of the Asian Junior Team Championship in Hong Kong. On the boys' sides, India defeated Hong Kong to enter the semifinals. They will now take on Malaysia today for a spot in the final. And in cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 6 wickets in the opening match of Women's Premier League 2025 in Vadodara last night. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Delhi Capitals in Vadodara at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.